Honey, what are you doing?
What?
Honey, what are you doing?
Hold on, Jeannery, hold on. Let me take off my Beats by Dre headphones.
Okay.
Honey, I'm listening to a book.
A book?
Yeah, honey.
What are you talking about, listening to a book?
Listening to a book, honey, I found this great website called audible.com. It's like books on tape. You remember how you used to listen to there?
Books on tape?
Yes, honey.
Is that the newest thing?
Everyone's doing it, honey.
Oh, my God.
I'm listening to Tori Spelling's latest. You know how I love her. She's such a great author.
Oh, God. What, like, How to Be a Better Mother or something like
that? Something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to love it because they've got even books you would enjoy.
Oh, like what, honey?
Well, I'm sure they've got How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That could help you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or maybe one of Susie Orman's latest to get you out of all your financial troubles.
Well, yeah, that could always be helpful.
And I know that you've been dying to read Dr. Laura Schlesinger's The Proper Care and Feeding of Husbands.
Well, you know, I guess every woman could, you know, gain something from reading that, too.
Well, now listen, this is so exciting. Because Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership.
30-day trial?
Just go to audibletrial.com/HOM podcast and choose from over 180,000 audio programs.
Look at that!
Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy, honey. Go to audibletrial.com/HOM podcast.
H-O-M podcast.
That's audibletrial.com/HOM podcast.
Oh.
And get started today.
I'm going to do it right now. You know, I've been looking for this book called From Mothers of Difficult Daughters by Charney Hurst. Do you think they got that one? Well, they've been out of it at the Queen's Library, honey, forever. I think that Trina Catalano must be reading it.
Of the podcast. This is Travis.
And I'm Steven.
And Michelle.
We are all finally back together.
Finally back.
It has been too long.
I know.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Well, we had a lot of stuff going on, and Michelle and I touched base a little bit on that last week, but we'll get into that a little more now. What do you guys think of the new Britney song?
I like it. It's, you know, it's definitely different. You know, it's not what we're used to, and I don't think it has an actual structure to it.
Well, when I first played it, I was like, well, all right, this isn't Work Bitch.
Yeah.
No.
And this isn't Gimme More.
No.
And this isn't Toxic.
It's kind of a lazy kind of song.
But then I listened to it the second and third time, and I was like, well, all right, I could see me with the top down in the car with the sun. All right.
Chilling.
But I was like, God, not even Iggy Azalea could really kick this into high gear. I was expecting something a little more fierce. You know, it's kind of a little laid back.
Yeah, but I mean, that's where Britney's at right now, I think.
Yeah,
that's
true.
And maybe
that's
they're
true.
Looking for, like, the new summer song that's just kind of chill and having a beer and having a drink.
Having
know?
A beer with your crop top and your belly out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. White trash party anthem.
Well, I'm really glad that spring is fully sprung.
I know.
Here in New York City, it's my favorite time of year in New York.
Well, it makes you more motivated to do things. It makes you feel better to go outside. And,
yeah.
You know.
Nobody, no one wants to go out in that gray sloppy goop.
No. Yeah.
Sloppy goop.
And it makes you feel depressed and, oh, God.
Well, here we are now.
Well, here we are.
Here we are now, and things are going well for us.
Yes.
Except, you know, we were in this car accident, which was the kind of, you know, kickstart to us not being on our podcast.
That's right.
I can't even believe it. I've never been in a car accident of this magnitude.
Not me either.
And we're not really allowed to say a lot.
No, we can't talk about it, but I mean, we can talk about how it affected us. I mean, it kind of threw us off our game for a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely threw us off our game. But we didn't stop our live. Well, I couldn't go to one live show.
Yes.
That was hard. How did you fare? Because, you know, this is so interesting. We're as drag performers in New York City, I think something that's unique about us is that from the beginning, we've always performed together.
Yeah.
And there's been very rare occasions where we perform separately.
Yes.
And brunch is one of those occasions where I don't think we ever perform separately.
I don't think we ever perform separately.
Brunch is such a beast.
And it
of a
was
show.
The only time we ever performed separately, we made it an event that had other guest stars in it.
Right.
So it was a
and
little...
And we were able to plan for that.
Exactly. And this was difficult because we couldn't plan for it.
Because I was unfortunately in a situation where the impact of the accident was...
On your side.
More on my side of the car.
Yes.
And so I was out of commission that week, basically.
Yes.
And so you did the brunch show by yourself. How was that?
In pain. did the show. It was okay. You know, it's definitely a different vibe without my sister, you know?
Yeah.
And it creates a different dynamic. It's harder to go out alone, you know. It's more nerve-wracking. But our fans are great, and the people that come to support us are fantastic.
Yeah.
And the new people that had no idea what to expect, you know, didn't think anything of it.
Right.
And then were excited to come see us again another time,
right.
And then see the duo back together.
Right.
And it was like, oh my God, this is the show?
Right.
You know, so it was fantastic. You know, I loved that we had that support on that day because I needed it.
Right.
And, you know, and we got through it and we played some fun games and did some fun things
with
the audience.
We've now incorporated some of those fun games into our weekly brunch show.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're ever in New York City, please check us out. Go to houseofmimosa.com to find out where you can see us. And, Michelle, you've seen us for years.
Have I?
Yes.
Oh.
And I want to know what it's like for you when you get to see us, like, separately like that. Because there has been those few occasions... And for us, it's like, so I'm excited about us, you know, because we've talked recently since the accident about, oh, maybe we should branch off and do things separately and and do guest spots in this person's show and that person's show and and not be always the duo and kind of grow
and be more marketable maybe
that way. Yeah. And, you know, it's such a different thing for us because it's not something we do regularly. And so it's uncomfortable, I think, for us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I'm curious as to what, like, as an outsider, when you see our show.
It's when you're separate.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely different, but I think it's good because it's a way for each one of you to play on things that you don't necessarily get to do in a storied format.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So you can be more free with what you decide to talk about because it doesn't have to be about supporting a storyline. It's about just being.
Right.
And it's interesting to see that.
And I think, like, we both have roles as far as the, like, not roles like an actor, but, like, we each fit a role, like a job. We each have a job to do as these characters in the show where when we're apart, it's like okay, well, now we have to fill all those parts.
All the pieces of the puzzle yourself. Yeah. Yeah.
And I, you know, the few times that I've performed solo, and recently I got asked to guest star with the Glamazons, perform with the Glamazons at one of their shows.
That
was fabulous. Yeah. But I find that it, like, I get to grow a little bit more. You know, obviously I know as Travis how to perform because I've been doing it since I was young.
Yeah.
But we've based these characters so strongly off of the characters working together that I don't think the characters or who I am as a drag queen without my drag sister on stage with me, I don't think, you know, I haven't had that opportunity to grow. So I've actually kind of liked sinking my teeth into, like, who am I by myself? Or who is Anita without Gina Marie?
Yes.
And it kind of just feels like I'm growing in that arena, and that's kind of exciting and fun.
Is
and I'm excited to then bring the things I learn back to our show.
Yes, definitely. I think it's great because, you know, we came from this really strict storyline, and whenever we are together, and especially doing a brunch show, it's very, you know, it's all of these topics that we are using that are strict to the backstory of who Anita and Gina Marie are.
Right.
You know, but when we're kind of solo, we have a chance to play with so many other, you know, colors of the paintbrush,
if you want to,
colors of the crayon.
Colors
box.
Of the wind.
Colors of the wind.
That's it.
Yes. So I think it is fun, and, it, you know, it takes time to, you know, feel that out and test it and see how we
that
are
kind
alone.
Of gets me thinking a little bit about something that Michelle and I were talking about yesterday, about how we kind of have to motivate ourselves to achieve things or to set goals for ourselves or work on ourselves. And sometimes it's so easy to get stuck in the day-to-day, like your job, and you do this and that, and it just becomes monotonous, right? And so what do you
do? Safe, you know,
well, that's the thing.
People,
like, what happens when you start to feel safe in a situation that's not necessarily what you want out of life? So you're in this situation that is comfortable and safe feeling, but it's not really what you want in life. Like, what? How do you get out of being uncomfortably safe? You know what I mean? It's like you find a comfortability in being uncomfortable. So I wonder, I think this is a good discussion of topic, especially for our listeners, because I think even for ourselves as performers together, we get comfortable in doing the same material over and over again. And luckily, we're the type of performers that work on improv, and we get the comment back a lot that, God, I could see you guys 100 times do the same things, and it feels different
and
every time.
And it feels different because of how we set things up and how we perform in the show,
But for us, I know, like, I don't really ever want to sing this song again or that song again, or what do I have to do for myself to make it more exciting, or what do I have to do to motivate myself to work on new material for myself? And I think that's so important in life because, like Michelle, you and I were talking about yesterday, I don't want to monopolize the conversation here like I normally do, but, you know, you just get stuck in this, okay, I have to go to my job because it pays the bills. And then I'm so, like, unmotivated to do anything else out of that. What do you guys think about how do you get to that next, like, what do you do to create that first step?
To get to
to
the
get
next
you
level
out of that?
Or the next tier of your life.
Or to create that excitement in your life, like, which is another reminder to me. I think the universe has a way of pushing you to do things you're supposed to do if you don't do them on your own. Like, I was let go from my job, and at the time it felt, oh my God, terrifying and horrible, but then this became my full-time gig. And, you know, things got really monotonous, and I think there was things that I was supposed to take care of that I didn't know about. For example, my hand, I was getting pains in my hand, and it was going numb, and I knew I should go to the doctor to check it out, but I was like, it's nothing, it's just blood circulation. We get in this car accident. And from all the tests that they were doing on me for the car accident, they found out I had nerve damage in my hand and had to have surgery on my hand to fix that problem. So it's kind of like, I didn't go to the doctor on my own. The universe is like, you need your hand to work, bitch. So
we're going to fix it now.
Right.
We're going to give you this sign. And
That I think the universe wanted to cause major harm by this car accident we were in, but the cup is half full, right? And I found out that I had this nerve damage. And so there's that. What do you guys think about, what do you put into practice, or what are things that you can do to be open, I guess, number one, to hearing the universe, and number two, create those baby steps to make things a little more exciting for yourself?
I mean, I think you have to have an open mind. And I know, you know, specifically for me, I know that that's hard because I'm somebody that likes routine, likes a certain thing, gets comfortable in a certain position. But I think you have to open yourself to new ideas. And I think us working together, you've always been very good in helping me break that, those barriers that I've put up for myself, you know? And I think that that, it helps to have someone that to help and guide and, you know, say, hey, you can do this, you can do this, you can do that, try this, try that,
right.
You know?
So maybe if you can't hear the universe, it's maybe listening to some good friend.
Yes, guidance from
finding the
from
friend
others.
That you have can get guidance from
mm-hmm.
or a good word from.
Yeah.
Or that is a bossy bitch and will just tell you what to do.
No, or someone that's there to say, hey, if you're going to fall down, I can help you. You know, I'm there. You're not alone in this, you know, and don't be afraid to fail.
Right.
You know, and that's a huge thing.
Right.
You know.
And I know for me, it takes structure, which you have.
Yes.
So, and support, which Michelle gives me.
Yes.
So, like, I do think it's a really about surrounding yourself with those people that are that support for you. You know,
mm-hmm.
I sometimes am so, I'm so driven to just work.
Yeah.
That although that seems focused and structured, it's not really.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of just all over the place and I work on whatever just is right in front of me. And you kind of help me get a little organized.
Because for me, the organization of things makes me less nervous about whatever the tasks are.
Right.
If I'm organized for each task, then it helps me
so
feel comfortable doing it.
So let's break this down for our listeners.
Yes.
Okay. So you're in something that's a little monotonous and you want to, like, you know, you feel like you're looking for that next thing in life. So number one, you need your good support group and
mm-hmm.
someone to that always has maybe a good advice for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your good support system. Two, structure. And I think structure and focus and baby steps are really important. So maybe come up with a plan of, this is what I'm going to do to shake it up. You know what? I haven't been in the gym in 6 months. I need that structure. I'm going to make sure I'm there 3 days a week. These are the days I'm going. And then I would push even farther because I know sometimes we become, especially us creative people, right?
Yes.
I think that we have a tendency sometimes to block the rest of the world out a little bit.
Mm.
And I would say step out of that. So when you go to the gym, challenge yourself to say hi to someone. Try to make a friend. Put the feelers out there. You know, I was talking to a good friend of ours. He moved to Texas recently. And we haven't seen him in a few months. But we were chatting and he told me before he left he was really depressed. And I didn't know this about him because he kind of went into seclusion. And I was like, I wish that I had known that because, you know, I would have helped you with that. And so he was talking about how he feels a little bit lonely now in Texas. And I said, you know, shake it up a little bit. Go to a different coffee shop in the morning.
Yeah.
Say hello to a different person. Kind of just put yourself out there. It's like when we say at our show, smile at a stranger. You never know whose day you're going to make.
Yes.
And what that really is about is really just making connections with another human being that might be looking for the same kind of connection. And again, you might come across those people that aren't open to it.
Why the hell are you smiling at
yeah,
me?
Exactly.
You know, what's going on here?
I'm always shocked when I like smile at somebody and they don't, they look away or they can't.
You always tell me that I smile at everybody
oh,
and that I have like talk to me written on my forehead.
You do. And then people start talking to you for hours.
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 Or I'm the one that everyone looks on the street for help. I'm like, me?
They always come up to me for help. When I'm waiting in line for something, like, what are you waiting in line for?
Yeah.
I'm like, if you don't know, you don't need to know. Bye. Bye.
But it must be that thing. My grandmother was like that, too,
mm-hmm.
though. Always, like, that open, I'm going to talk to this person.
Oh, my God.
We're waiting at Red Lobster, you know, back in the 80s, you know, for our table. And she'll just start a conversation, you
oh
know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think that it's really important for us to make those connections with other humans.
Yeah.
And however you can do that, you know, I think the internet is a great tool. I think, you know, as simple as you're out getting your gas, say hello to the person next to you. Why not? You know, you never know who you're going to meet. And I think it helps to kind of shake things up a little bit. Shaking your life up a little bit, creating excitement can be as easy as that, I think.
True.
And
even
those
though
are
it's
baby
scary.
Steps.
Yeah.
Well, and I think if you're scared, I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a little bit of that nervousness in you, that's a good thing, you know? And that's something that I find with our show where I'm like, God, I'm not really nervous anymore. Like, we need to be doing something. I got to shake it up a little bit, you know? And I think that comes down to as simple for us as more new material more regularly.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I don't really know what to expect. I am really excited about June 1st. We're doing a new kind of, I don't know, show. I guess it's a new show.
It's a new kind of show.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, in honor of Anita's birthday /
whoop whoop
Travis's birthday,
uh-huh.
we're going to be doing a staged reading of our pilot of our sitcom that we created and co-wrote with some other people.
That's right.
And we're going to do a live staged reading of it.
I'm
at
so
the
excited.
Duplex.
It's called Hot Pink and Zebra.
That's right.
And we co-wrote it. Michelle worked on it. Our good friend Alex worked on it. And I'm really proud of it. I'm really excited about it. It's very different to take these characters to pen and paper, because usually we improv all of our dialogue. So it was really an interesting process to sit down and write that. But June 1st, we're doing a staged reading of it with special guests. It's going to be Anita's birthday bash spectacular.
Love it.
Monday night, at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
And
at the Duplex.
I'm really, really excited.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be
really
some...
I'm really excited.
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a good time. And I think it's going to be something fun for the audience to see something different.
Different. It is very different.
And the storyline in the sitcom is
different
because it had to be catered to television, you know, and what we do on stage is a little bit more, you know, theatrical.
That's
at times, you know. So I'm excited for people to see this other side of our characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was something that I think we had to do in baby steps too, because it was new for us and it was strange. And we sought out our friend Alex, who is a writer, and we kind of just said with him, can you help us get this going? And, you know, he did a lot of that groundwork with us, and I'm excited about the results.
Yeah, and we really had to sit down with him and go through all of the backstory of who Anita and Gina Marie are and were, and, you know, and so it was really exciting. The process was really great, actually.
Well, and to write, too, for other characters, like, you know, of course, in our live show, you've seen Tina Marie portrayed by Emma Craig from the Glamazons, but we also have, in the pilot, Trina Catalano and Kathy Abernathy and Father Murphy Brown and Sister Candace Bergen.
Connie Christakis.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
Antoinette Giordano.
I'm so excited for those characters to semi come to life, because it is a reading. It's not like a huge staged show, but to have people portray them and to kind of walk through it like that, I'm really excited about. And I'm always really excited when we do Q&As after the show.
Yes.
And this is a show we're going to do a Q&A with us and Alex and Michelle and us as the writers and kind of talk about the process of writing it. I'm really excited about that.
And I hope everyone's interested to know, like, how we got to that process.
I think so.
Yeah, me too.
I think so. So if you're in New York City...
That's right. On Monday, June 1st.
Monday, June 1st, we'll be at the Duplex. You can find more information on our website, thehouseofmimosa.com.
Now let's throw it to our resident DJ, Anita B.
Hey guys, DJ Anita B here, and I've got something special for you. It's one of my favorites, NYC-based rapper Caswell, with his hit, Dance Like You Got Good Credit, featuring Sherry Lilly.
Dance, dance, like you got good credit. Dance, dance, like you cashing that check. Dance, dance, like you got good credit. Dance, dance, like you cashing that check.
Use that phone like it ain't prepaid. Wear them clothes like they ain't eBay. Watch that flat screen like it ain't on layaway. Lay away, lay away. Wear that shirt like it ain't your brother's. Spend that money like it ain't your mother's. Serve that food on a plate like it wasn't. Take away, take away, take away. Who's getting loose, losing all that cash? Sipping blue juice out of champagne glass. Who got the check on me? Do a dead ass. Cause all your paper up the strip is ass.
Tell me when you're buying me new shoes, daddy. I've seen all about you on the news, daddy. I'm gonna come through, give me your addy. I can cook and clean, I'm your food, daddy.
Dance, dance, like you got good credit. Dance, dance, like you cashing that check. Dance, dance, like you got good credit. Dance, dance, like you cashing that check.
What's your pin code, daddy? What's your pin code, daddy? What's your pin code, daddy? Let me punch it in.
Have you paid your rent, or are you coming up short? Are you going to work, or are you going to court? Are you all backed up on your child support? Homie skipped the bill, and now we out the door. Do you drop that black card like the bomb, or are you
free? Creditreport.com.
Are you rich, Miss Moneybag? Six kids tucking tags at the mall, mopping Louis bags in the carriage. Red tape, a
on the bottom of your playlist. Susie O on the bottom of your playlist. Are you really disabled? Did you steal the cable? Is it you with the Easy Mac on the table?
Tell me when you're buying me new shoes, Daddy. I've seen all about you on the news, Daddy. I'm gonna come through, give me your Addy. I can cook and clean, I'm in food, Daddy. What's your pin code, Daddy? What's your pin code, Daddy? What's your pin code, Daddy? Let me punch it in.
Grilled cheese and tomato soup. Grilled cheese and tomato soup. You eating grilled cheese and tomato soup. Got that 50 cent drink and this beat on loop. Grilled cheese and tomato soup. Grilled cheese and tomato soup. You eating grilled cheese and tomato soup. Got that 50 cent drink and this beat on loop.
Dance, like you got good credit. Dance, dance, like you cashing that check. Dance, dance, like you got good credit. Dance, dance, like you cashing that check.
What's your pin code, Daddy? What's your pin code, Daddy? What's your pin code, Daddy? Let me punch it in.
Okay, so I mentioned earlier that I had to have surgery on my hand.
Yes.
So it was carpal tunnel release.
So, no, a release from your wrist?
A release from my carpal tunnel.
Oh.
So, apparently, I had to have this nerve test from the accident. Like, the doctor gives me this nerve test.
Yeah, I had to,
and he's like, you've got nerve damage in both your hands. You have carpal tunnel in both your hands. The right side is worse. It's something we need to take care of now.
Too much love in yourself?
Ooh.
Well, I'm like, what does that mean, carpal tunnel nerve damage? What is it? I have no idea, right? I don't know. Am I an idiot? I have no idea. But I, you know, of course you hear of it, but I don't know. So,
it happens a lot, though, to people that overuse their hands in certain ways.
Computers, usually.
Right.
Usually computers, waiters and people that hold a certain item constantly for work, and it's the same size kind of thing all the time.
I said, I hold the same size item, or I hold the same thing for work. I don't know what I was going to say. It was
funny. I know exactly.
It was funny in my head. No. Penis joke, penis joke, penis joke.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm like, okay, so the doctor needs me to see the surgeon. So I see the surgeon, and he walks in, and I'm like, oh, my God.
He's gorgeous.
Now, you know me. It takes a lot for me to get giddy.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, I remember.
But I'm like a schoolgirl. And here he is, touching my hand, touching my arm.
Oh, jeez.
Looking in my eyes.
Oh, no.
I'm like, doctor, doctor, doctor.
I can't.
So I'm like, oh, my God. So he is like, well, I can squeeze you in on this date. And I'm like, okay. It was like kind of soon. I'm like,
can you squeeze me
in?
Yeah,
please, doctor. Okay. So all I keep thinking about is going under anesthesia and how you see the YouTube videos of people being ridiculous and saying things.
Saying weird things.
Embarrassing themselves.
Singing.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And so what's going to happen? I'm gonna say something to this doctor. I know it. I know it. I just know it.
Oh, God. Well, you could secret it into existence, you know.
I know. Maybe I was.
Yeah.
So I get to the hospital, and everyone there was really, really great. And because they were squeezing me in, I had to, like, wait around, like, for all day. That was the worst part.
It was a long time.
But all the nurses were so nice. Everyone at the hospital was great. And so the anesthesiologist is getting me ready.
Prepping you.
Prepping me. And she's like, you know, how out do you want to be? And I'm like, well, you know, the surgery is basically, they give you a little incision in your, like,
wrist area.
Palm. Wrist, palm area, yeah. And they go in and fix things up. And, I'm envisioning them, like, cutting my hand in half. You know, like, I'm like, I don't want to know. And the other thing is I've never had surgery as an adult or been under anesthesia, you know. Like,
right.
So I'm like, you know, I my worst fear is being out but conscious and knowing what's going on.
Well, there's
right?
all those crazy movies that
right.
you see that happen to people.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Right. Like, what's her name in Kill Bill being raped?
Oh, God.
In the hospital? Right. Although that, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. In this situation, I wouldn't have minded.
You can't rape the willing, right?
Right. Even if I can't move, just know that I'm willing, doctor. So,
Yes. The answer is yes.
We'll put that on your form.
Yes. Yeah. So I tell her I don't want to, this is my fear, I don't want to know what's going on, but I also don't want to be in the hospital for a week trying to wake up from anesthesia.
Exactly.
And she's like, well, you can't have both. And
okay.
I'm like, oh my God, because then I'm thinking to myself, the less out I am, the more likely I'm going to be to say something embarrassing, right? Yes. Like, as if I'm kind of conscious. Oh, my God. So, I just tell the anesthesiologist, just do whatever you think is best. She says, okay.
Just enough.
Oh, my God. Just so, I get on the table, and she's starting to do me, and he's on the other side starting to do me.
Do me.
Yeah. And I'm like, and I remember, oh God, I'm so embarrassed. I remember saying the anesthesiologist, who was a woman, who of course, you know, I get on with like, hey, Kiki girl, you know, I'm like, I have to tell you something. And she's like, what? And I was like, the doctor is so handsome. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. Then as I'm coming to.
Yeah.
Then as I'm coming to, and she's wheeling me out to recovery, I start laughing. Like, I remember laughing. And she's like, what's so funny, Travis? And I was like, I have to sing tomorrow. Which was true. Which was true. Yes. We did a gig with Bianca Del Rio and Sherry Vine and Mila Jam.
Yeah.
And
a lot for, of
yeah, it was a huge
Monica Lewinsky
event we did as the...
Put it all together.
AIDS yeah. pep rally. AIDS
yes,
walk pep
AIDS
rally.
Walk.
That was the next day. So anyway, so I'm like laughing. I don't know why I thought it was funny, but I was like, oh my God, I got to sing the next day. And I think she thought I was like loopy and like talking out of my mind.
It.
Right. And she's like, oh, you have to sing tomorrow? I'm like, yes. And she's like, why don't you sing for all of us now?
Oh, God. No. You
and
didn't.
Well, there's a room full of it. There must have been like six of us there.
Oh,
and they were all in recovery. And I was like, I can't in front of all these people. And she was like, oh, they're all out. They won't hear you. Go ahead and sing. Sing for us. And she kept hounding me to sing.
Oh, my God.
Don't miss it.
And I kept like prepping myself. Like, I was like, okay. And then I was like, no, I can't. It won't be good. It won't be good. Because, of course, I wanted to do my big 11 o'clock number,
well,
Skyfall.
I don't know how you could do that sitting down,
no.
laying down after anesthesia.
I know. It was, I was like, no, I can't. I can't. And then this one nurse who was so nice, Mary. She was Jamaican and fabulous.
Love her.
Said to the anesthesiologist, leave him alone. It's fine.
The girls are getting it on right now.
Yeah, well, yeah. The puppies are in the studio with us here.
Oh.
My baby goes. So that was experience.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was experience. But,
oh my God.
And then I'm thinking to myself, well, that's all I remember. What if I said more?
Oh, God.
You probably did.
And I've got to go back and see him to take my
stitches out.
And the cast
thing
off.
I'm sure there's been worse said.
I'm sure, right?
I'm sure, yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And then I'm thinking, like, my biggest worry is, like, what if I get an erection during the surgery or something?
No. How are you going to get an erection?
No, I don't know, because I don't know.
Well, you could if you're asleep. It happens. I don't know how you walk around with those things. But
well, you're not going to see it. I mean, come on. It's under all that dressing.
No, all I had was the fucking robe on me.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So that was embarrassing. But
you were pitching a tent in the middle of a...
Could you imagine?
Yeah,
I mean, I guess under anesthesia you wouldn't, right?
But why not? When you're sleeping, it happens, doesn't it?
I doubt... Yes, I
just read that morning wood is caused by a release of hormones.
Oh.
And not anything like sexual or...
Oh, thank
or,
God.
Morning wood.
I always thought it was because I had to freaking pee.
No.
Because I had to piss so bad. In the morning.
Wait a minute.
So different.
Your pee and your heart on are not related.
Even I know that.
No, I know, but I just was like,
well,
I
this goes
go
back
so
to
bad.
The day, though. Oh my God, this is so terrible. When I was a kid, I used to think, because, you know, this is before you have your wet dreams or whatever you have, you know.
We're getting personal here.
Oh, I know, we are getting personal.
Here we go. Okay.
I used to just think that, well, how does a girl get pregnant? You know, I knew that a man had to, you know, have sex with a woman, but I was like, what does the man do? Does he just, like, pee inside of her?
Aww.
And I had no idea at that time.
Right.
Well, of course,
you know,
were
and
you
until
eight years
I
old, 6 years
what's
old.
What's that?
How old are you when you think that? I mean,
you must
be a child.
24.
Prepubescent. 24. You know.
Yeah, 24.
It was
24.
Last week. I just explained it to Steve.
Exactly, yeah. This whole time I've just been peeing on everybody.
Trying to get people pregnant?
Exactly.
Peeing on them? Oh, my God.
Oh, God, that's
well,
terrible.
Like, don't sit on the toilet seat. You'll
oh
get
my
pregnant.
God.
We all got real comfortable with each other here, didn't we?
Yeah,
just
we
now.
Did. Oh, my God. And we don't even have drinks.
Well, we should talk a little bit about that. AIDS pep rally was
yes,
so great.
Yes, we should. Well,
actually, what I want to talk about is Queens.
Ooh.
Because another one of our sponsors, in addition to Audible now, is Dragaholic.com.
That's right.
Who we love. We always like to make sure we do a little Queen segment on here, and
mm-hmm.
we were so fortunate to perform for the AIDS pep rally,
mm-hmm.
put together by Dudes in Drag, which is helmed by Monica Blewinsky.
Yes.
I was so impressed.
So impressed.
With the organization. Now, this event, Michelle, I wish you could have been there. was big. It was at Stage 48.
That's right, which is a great venue.
Yeah, I'd never been there before.
Great venue.
The Circuit Party Viva is held there on Saturdays, right?
Yes, which, you know, it's hard for us to get to because we have brunch on Sundays always, and Saturday nights we have gigs, but...
So, the venue's huge. There was, I mean, how many queens do you think were in it? How many queens?
Oh my God. At least 20. 20
queens?
At least 20.
And then another 15 dancers.
Yeah.
So it was a big cast of people.
And special performers too.
Right. So this cast did like 3 or 4 group numbers together, which was really cool. They did Sissy That Walk. Mm-hmm. They did a bunch of other...
I think 2 of them were RuPaul songs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they had like Mila Jam. They had Sherry Vine, us, you know, the House of Mimosa. And
Bianca Del Rio hosted. Yeah.
Who was so nice. And well, she's always nice to us. And
fantastic.
Sherry Vine was so great. And this is something we're really excited about is... Ever since, I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast, but Sherry Vine came to see our brunch show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't know who Sherry Vine is, you're not doing drag.
No.
Sherry Vine is a drag legend, and she's probably been in the industry for 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't want to add mileage to her car.
No.
She looks fantastic.
Fantastic.
Legs for days.
Yes.
I can't even get over it. Now, imagine... Us coming out for our brunch show, and smack dab center in the middle is Sherry Vine and drag legend Jackie B. If you don't know them, please look them up.
Yes, fabulous.
If you get the opportunity to see them live, do it, because their YouTube videos don't do justice to how talented they are live.
Yeah, live, I mean, that banter, the way that they are with the crowd.
Oh my God.
Fantastic
so
voices.
Good. They sing live.
They sing live. The voices are phenomenal.
They're fantastic. But since we've seen her brunch, it's kind of, we've seen her a few times here and there, and
mm-hmm.
we've had events together, and
yes.
she's just so warm and nice.
Genuine.
And genuine, and it was really nice to see. And I think that it's something, not that we're young queens, but us queens and younger than us queens can really, I think, take a lesson from, because... I know there's a lot of like insecurities and jealousies when you're amongst your peers in your industry, right?
Yeah.
Because you want to be
successful,
and you want to be not admired, but you want to be
noticed
by your peers, you know, that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. And it was just so great to see Jackie B and Sherry Vine together at our brunch and have a conversation with them and see how they support each other and that they're close friends that. You know, have worked together and support each other and have love for each other.
And support other queens.
And support other queens, too. Like,
yeah.
It was so nice to see that. And that was one of the reasons it was so great to be at the AIDS pep rally.
Yes.
Not only were we raising money for a great cause, but it was awesome to have all those queens in one room.
Yeah. When do we all get to be like that together, supporting one thing, one cause, and getting to share a stage?
It was so great.
You know, that's
so
it was
cool.
So nice. And it, you know... Just to you know, be able to say hello. You know, we may not be able to see everybody all the time and
yeah.
go to different places and see everyone perform. So it was nice.
And it was fun to see, like, because there were so many queens. And there was even queens there that weren't on stage. And to see all the queens together, you could kind of see the, and I don't mean this in a bad way, the, like, cliques, the, like, groups.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, those girls kind of have the similar look there. And then those girls
uh-huh.
over there kind of have the similar look. And it was kind of fun to see, like, I guess they would be their own houses, right? Like, to
yeah,
see
kinda.
The girls. We got to meet Bible Girl 666.
Yes.
Who was so... I'm always so impressed with a young queen that can walk right up to us and be like, hi, how are you, House of Mimosa? What's going on? And
so
like,
cute.
Just totally
lovely.
Cool and down to earth. And, you know, because we do come across some other queens that won't even look at us. And it's like...
At times, yeah.
Girl.
I know.
What are you going to do? But she was great. Who else was... who was
Neon Flux was in the show.
Oh, well, Neon
so
Flux.
Great.
I love
Neon her
Flux.
Look. Oh, my God. So fabulous.
Yeah, Neon Flux is great. Who isn't really a performer, so it was great to see Neon Flux on stage.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see Bootsy LaFerris do her Celine Dion.
Oh, which was so good.
Which was really good.
I loved that.
We got to see Jada Valenciaga.
Oh, God.
Rapping her heart out.
And moving.
Yes, girl.
Moving.
I told her it was so funny. We were talking with her after the show. I said, girl... You have not stopped moving. So this the second I saw you tonight.
I know.
She was all over the place.
And she was, I think she was in the most. She was in the most numbers.
She was fabulous. Dusty Ray Bottoms, another newcomer, kind of.
Yeah.
From, did she win So You Think You Can Drag? I don't know. I know she's from that.
I think she's from that, but I don't believe she won.
Well, neither did Adore Delano.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
And that's it.
But she was another one, came right up to us.
Sweet.
How
lovely,
are you? Like,
lovely.
That was great. And she looked, her makeup was like, and I told her, I said, girl, I said, it took me a good couple minutes to get my makeup on point.
Yeah.
And this bitch, like, right out the gate looking good. I was
looking
like,
fabulous.
I mean, everyone was there to impress.
Everybody was there to impress. And it was really just nice.
I did feel like an old lady, though.
I did, too. I felt like an old lady.
Oh,
I felt like an old lady with the club kids. I really did.
You had no spring chickens in
I'm not.
Oh, God.
I'm not.
Well, and of course, we thought this was a benefit, so I wore this gown. And everyone was in there, like, you know, club wear, looking hot. And I was like, oh. All right. No, but it was all right.
Like, you know, trying to do the whole, you know, we sang Venus, and it was like a whole, you know, out of this universe gorgeousness.
Well,
you know.
Of course, the day after, not even barely 12 hours after my surgery on my hand, we did this gig. So I couldn't do my own makeup. I had to hire an artist.
Oh, let's tell everybody who
great.
It was.
Dustin Patrick Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
He, we've known him from the Mac Pro store here in Manhattan, and he was fantastic. Came right over to my house, did my face up, made me look polished. I looked great. I loved
fabulous.
It. He was,
I loved
he was
it.
Great.
And the color you were wearing was like a, kind of like a blue, but it was almost in that like silver, very cool toned.
Yeah, but
know,
like a
coloring,
true blue.
Like
a
true
very
blue.
True
but
blue.
The way he painted your face, it almost like
matched.
Had the essence of those colors. You
well,
know?
He asked me when we were communicating about doing my makeup,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's like, send me a picture of the dress. So I did. And he's like, oh, I got it, girl. And I was like,
loved
awesome.
It.
He made me these lashes that were like long, and the top side, he made them like blue.
Yeah.
So it was really, it was really cool.
Really interesting.
He did a great job. So thank you, Dustin, for doing me up. Here we are doing Venus, which is kind of a high energy number,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't like move. Like my doctor was like, I told him, I'm like, I have this big performance with Bianca Del Rio and Cherry Vine.
He's like,
and
what?
I know. And I think he understood.
Okay.
I think maybe he understood. And I was like, I can't miss it. I was like, it's 6 minutes on stage. I'm just going to stand there for 6 minutes.
That's
and he's
it.
Like, as long as you just stand there, you use a mic stand, which we didn't do, but.
Two songs, and that
two
was
song,
it.
But so, you know, here all these girls are doing the death drops and backflips and twirls and flips, and I was like posh spicing it the whole way. I was just like, and pose.
Well, that was right.
And pose.
And I love how you're like, at one point, just go around me.
Yeah.
You walk and go around me, and we'll make it part of the choreography.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah. So we made it work. It was good.
Yeah.
It was really
good.
That was such a fun night.
It was
such
really
fun.
I really enjoyed myself. Do you know what you'll enjoy? Not sounding like an idiot at your next dinner party. Don't have time to read a book? Listen to a book now. Try Audible for free. Their content includes more than 180,000 audio programs. For your free 30-day trial and an audio book of your own, hey, visit audibletrial.com/HOM podcast. That's audibletrial.com/HOM podcast.
Honey, you know what I enjoy?
What's that?
I enjoy the questions and comments we get
from
people on our Facebooks.
Yes,
and
honey.
And our YouTubes.
And at our live events, we hear that
Instagram
little card.
And our Instagram, that's right.
Yeah.
So please find us on the... Of course, this is Anita Buffum, of course. You know me.
Yeah.
And I'm here with my third best friend, Gina Marie.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, we got some good questions. Now, one of my favorites that I'm asked about this constantly.
All the time.
Is makeup trends.
Oh, yeah, honey.
Now,
well, you're always on the cutting edge of fashion and beauty.
Well, you know, I used to model for JCPenney, so, you know, I know a little bit about fashion and beauty.
That is true,
now,
honey.
One of the big things that I think, and I've been a fan of this for years, I don't even think this is a trend.
What's it?
But is matte lipsticks.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, oh, I love it.
Oh, I can't.
No, I love it.
No, I can't.
They all got it now.
No, it has to be shimmer shiny.
All the makeup artists are coming out with it. Now, you go to Sephora, it's all over the place. They got the Anastasia of Beverly Hills Liquid Lips, who May 15th came out with brand new colors for summer.
Oh,
which
no.
I'm dying over.
You
dying.
What? They're gorgeous and vibrant.
I can't get enough of it. I can't get enough. So matte lips, I think, are in.
Okay.
And you can also match that to your matte nails. Now you've got nail polish top coat that you put on top and it makes it matte and
flash?
Not shiny.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, what's the point of putting on nail polish?
Well, it just looks a little different. looks a less Shining.
Well, maybe for the young kids, but I, you know, not for me.
Well, you like Shining. You like Shining.
I do. I like everything shiny and bright.
Well, now let me give you a tip for the matte lip gloss, the matte lipsticks.
Mm.
Make sure you got a good gloss. Because what I do is I either put the gloss underneath and then go over it with the matte lips.
Mm.
It still gives me that matte look, but it doesn't feel
crust
dry.
You up. Yeah.
You don't want to get crusted up.
No.
No.
Honey, please.
Well, because then you're liable to have to run down to the OBGY gyna.
Oh, hello.
So, matte lips with your gloss, you're going to be good to go. Now, do you have any makeup summer trends that you're looking at?
I enjoy just, you know, shading my eyebrows to a lighter color in the summertime.
Lighter
color. In the winter, I like to go very dark, you know, but in the summer, I like to keep it very natural.
Right. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Not to be as harsh as, you know, back in the day.
Now, what are the questions or comments we got?
Well, they wanted to know makeup tips, honey, which we're telling them all our secrets.
Well, I mean, I don't want to give away all my secrets. I mean, I don't wear that much makeup. I do a little... Lips, little color on the lips, little color on the eye. That's about it, really.
Well, I like a lot of rouge. You know me, honey.
You know what else I think is another big trend for summer?
What's that, honey?
Is that Oregani Owl. You heard of this?
No.
Oh, my God. It's huge all over Long Island, honey. Oh, it's fabulous.
Well, what is it?
Well, we were fortunate enough to be sent two gorgeous pieces of jewelry, Oregami Owl.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
It's kind of like the new charm bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
It's these gorgeous little lockets that you can see through, and you customize them with your own charms that go on the inside.
Oh, my goodness.
They're so gorgeous. And we were sent these gorgeous pieces that we'll post on our Instagrammy and on the Facebooks by the gorgeous Linda Salamone. Now, it's kind of like the Tupperwares, right?
Yeah.
You have a party with your girlfriends. Linda comes, you build your jewelry, you order your pieces, it's fabulous.
Oh, my God.
It's affordable, it's gorgeous, they go with anything, and I love that you can customize them, they make great gifts. So, if you want to check her out, make sure you go to lindasalamone.origamiowl.com. Now, that's
right.
Linda, SALAMONE.origamiowl.com. And book your party today. Now, we'll be posting pictures of these gorgeous pieces on our Instagrammies. You can look us up at the House of Mimosa on Instagrammy. And, of course, on the Facebooks, facebook.com/thehouseofmimosa.
I'm headed downtown. The lights sparkle bright and the music is loud. I really don't know when I get there I will find. I'm sure I will be turned up. We shall pledge to be highly upset. If you turn us down, we're gonna wild out, yeah. I follow the sound of the rowdy crowd. We're gonna play hard until the sun comes out. Open wide like does in the sky. I'm gonna scream loud, cause I can't hear myself. Till the morning I'll yell, and hopefully we'll live to see a brighter day. Yeah. We live with no regret. Raise your hands if you're with me. Yeah. We shall bless to be highly upset. If you turn us down, we're gonna wild out, yeah. I follow the sound of the rowdy crowd. We're gonna play hard until the sun comes out. And the music is loud. I really don't know When I get there, I will find, I'm sure I will be turned up, turned up, turned up, turned up.
That's Rage by Danity Kane from their last, and most likely final, album, DK3. Now, this is DJ Anita B here, and I like bringing you all my favorite hits, but if you've got something you want to hear or some music you want to suggest to me, find me on the Facebooks and send me your suggestions. Facebook.com/AnitaBuckham.
Too young to settle down, but too smart for running around, yeah. Julio's calling me out, he's looking for me, oh. Fresh up and ready to go, yeah. New man on my hip and toe. Don Julio's starting to flow, he's gunning for me, oh.
Chicken tonight? Well, here's a time-saving tip. Have your housemaid make you chicken tonight today, so that tomorrow night, after a busy day, you can open the fridge and have the chicken tonight you didn't have last night warmed up for tonight. For more time-saving tips and advice, be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/BuffumBeautiful.
In the Taj Mahal, talk shit, and I don't get in the blah, they blah. That's why they loving her. That's real, been the chick that they talk about. Goddamn, is the words that come out their mouth. She look good, always without a doubt. Ask for it, she back a cake and out. Come on.
Yeah. wiggle around. Look at them drooling. Niggas ain't used to the sound. I keep on moving on. My ladies, put your hands in the air. It's all right now. We gon' keep you up on your feet the whole night now. Pop them bottles, yeah, drink that up, man. Got you feeling crazy, well, that was the plan. They was waiting for me, wasn't ready for this. He got the game sold up. No, I'm talking about Swiss. So yeah, I know you wanna fight it, but why would you try? We got them shaking everything from the hood to Dubai. Yeah, we think we're big, man. Why would we lie? Come on.
1, 2, 3, everybody.
Pick up, get your hands in the air. It's a stick up, shake your tambourine. Move it quicker, quicker. Yeah, I'm shaking down the town. Get the picture, picture. Ha, moving on the floor, gotta love that. How she keep it going on, gotta love that. To the beat like a pro, know you love that. She can shake it to the flow, gotta love that. Get your ass on the dance floor, dance on the dance floor. Move them out the way if they ain't doing it how you want yours. You ain't got the ass, keep giving more. Don't need my permission, y'all heard what you waiting for.
Take a tambourine, go and get yourself a whistle. Take a tambourine, go and get yourself a whistle.